You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To an interview that 95BFM reporter James Tapp did. Workplace bullying is something that affects everyone, employers and employees alike. In this interview, James talks to Natalia D'Souza, one of the editors of Workplace Bullying, a costly business phenomenon, written by Andrea Needham. Andrea sadly passed away in 2009. However, before she passed away, a huge amount of research and interviews took place, giving an insight into how workplace bullying develops, how it can be prevented, among many other aspects. James began by asking what the book is about.
So the book is about workplace bullying, and the original version, 2003, one that Andrea had written, was titled The Costly Business Secret. And that's because at the time, no one in New Zealand was really talking about or acknowledging workplace bullying. So she was really one of the first people to bring it to the public conscious that this is an issue. And the revised edition that's 16 years later, we've had since then a lot of research, a lot of evidence-based build-up around what workplace bullying is, how do we manage, how do we prevent and intervene effectively. And so it's more bringing everything up to date in terms of having like a really strong evidence base, and the fact that it's no longer a secret anymore, but really, you know, it's a costly phenomenon for organisations.
How did you feel when you read the book for the first time?
So the really cool thing about the book was that there were a lot of vignettes and stories in there about Andrea's experience with other targets of workplace bullying. So there were different stories of how people had experienced it, had witnessed it. And it was quite touching to read some of those stories, because you do research in this area and you do know that it's happening. But being confronted with personal stories was a whole sort of it was a whole other thing, really. And so it felt quite motivating. It felt like when, obviously, the whole editorial process was quite long, but it was quite motivating, kept us going through because it was such an important topic.
What sort of processes would she have had to go through to get such in-depth information and interviews?
So Andrea had a lot of experience. I think it was something like 27 or 30 years of experience working as a HR practitioner and consultant, and that's both in New Zealand and overseas. So she'd come across the issue of workplace bullying through her work. And one thing that Andrea was a really strong advocate for was the idea that we need to have really good, courageous leadership. And so that theme is also continued to reflect in the book here. So one of the things that Andrea proposed that, you know, would be really effective in managing and preventing bullying was having really good leadership in organizations. And we know now that the evidence, there's a lot of evidence to back that idea up.
So how could companies make this type of leadership more common within businesses?
Right. So that's a really good question. One of the things that the side research that we've been doing was looking at management competencies. This is a specific study on nurses and looking at management competencies required for managing bullying. And what we're finding is that a lot of the time, people in these leadership and management positions, they don't actually have the required competencies to be able to intervene effectively. So one thing that we need more of is more research and more training for these managers to be able to manage bullying, other sort of psychosocial hazards, things like violence, sexual harassment and so on, but also to be able to foster just a healthy work environment in general, and to be able to create a organizational culture that's very open, that's very trustworthy, where people feel like they can report bullying or other hazards without being blamed or without having some sort of retribution as a result.
Okay, so you've mentioned leadership and having a sort of a good workspace. What steps do you feel businesses could take to help create this sort of environment? And do you feel the government should be part of helping making this possible?
Oh, absolutely. And I think you've sort of hit the nail on the head there. I think it's bullying and these other issues, there's such a complex and multi-dynamic issue that it's not enough to just target it from one angle. So we definitely need, hugely we need organizational intervention, but that does need to be supported by appropriate legislation, by guidelines. We have that to some extent with WorkSafe bullying guidelines, so they're a really good, useful tool for many organizations to refer to in the first place. but we do need a lot of support, other resources perhaps for things like EAP services and so on. And then even within the organisation, things that people can do, things that managers can do, is create a culture where it's okay to, you know, report hazards, report bullying, where maybe even talking about bullying, identifying what bullying looks like in this particular workplace, what's appropriate behaviour, what isn't appropriate behaviour, those sort of things that sometimes we take for granted, they're actually really key foundations for preventing bullying to occur in the first place.
Okay, so recently in the news, there's been the Francis Review of Bullying in Parliament. Do you have anything to say about that?
Oh, look, I can't necessarily speak to that particular situation because I'm not very familiar with the details of it. But I think in most cases of bullying, you'll find that it is a workplace issue rather than interpersonal issue. So it is factors in the workplace that are likely to cause and reward these bullying behaviours, which is why they go on for such a long time.
And do you feel there's ever the potential that workplace bullying could be removed or put down to an absolute minimum?
I would like to hope so. The thing that we're trying to do is foster healthy work environments. And so if we've got these healthy work environments with good safety culture, where managers are open to hearing from the workers, where there's not as much power moves and not as much politics occurring, then certainly we can see less of bullying and less of these other hazards as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.